It is time for Pat Pagano. It is time for our Tri-State Forecast. And, ladies and gentlemen, pick a number, please, any number for what this weekend's weather might be. Good morning, Pat.
There's no doubt about that. It's still the same thing. GFS model still suggesting showers on Saturday, while the other models are saying, nope, nothing. And I'm really now thinking that GFS could be out to lunch. Because this is just a dry weather pattern. And even if there was a slight shower or sprinkle over the weekend, I don't even think it's worth mentioning. Because people hear a scattered shower and they say, oh, Pat said it's going to rain today. No, that's not what Pat said. A scattered shower, which means if it rains for 2 minutes Saturday afternoon between 4 and 4:30, the forecast was valid, which is, in my opinion, you know, a lot of baloney, you know, because that's not really the way it should verify, but that is the way it verifies. But anyhow, today's going to be a mainly sunny and warm day. You're going to be in the middle 80s. Tonight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a little cooler, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday, some sun, chance of a shower in the mid-70s. Saturday, clouds, a little hazy sun. Again, a chance of a shower or two. I'm putting it in there only because it's Wednesday and I could change. 70, and I think Sunday will do the same. Hazy chance of a shower with highs probably 80. So go ahead and make your plans. Don't worry about the rain.
Don't worry. Just full steam ahead.
Full steam. Yes. As they said in the Titanic, look what happened there.
That's right. Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead, and they all wound up in lifeboats. I hope that's not the case with this forecast that we have to put on a life preserver. But I have a little story for all of our listeners.
Uh-oh.
This is a little lesson to be learned. Now, I'm going to be here at the end of June. I'll be here 5 years in the Hudson Valley. So time does fly.
It does. Boy, it's hard to believe 5 years.
Yeah. And, you know, each year I do get the service of someone to clean the gutters. So yesterday, my handyman called because I need to fix my other wind equipment up on the roof, the bearings on the cup. Have gone, and I'm not going up there. So he said, I'll be over about 12:30. I said, no problem. Get the ladder out. He goes up. I said, look, do me a favor, Jared. When you get up there, tell me how bad the gutters are, and also check that my chimney. I want to make sure my chimney is okay before the winter. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you have to be careful because cracks up there in the chimney in the wintertime, well, it expands, it contracts. Water will then leak into the chimney. That's how you get floods. So I wanted that checked as well. So he gets up there on the ladder. I said, how are my gutters? He said, your gutters are fine. I said, are you kidding me? He goes, how could there be anything other than that? They have guards on them.
There you go.
For 4 years, people have been charging me to clean my gutters that they don't have to clean because they have guards on them.
You mean people actually have charged you?
Yes.
You should, that's unbelievable.
Yep. And last year it was funny because I said myself, where is the garbage bag with the junk from the gutters? Because I remember back on Long Island, whenever they did that, they put it into a garbage bag and then they left it out on the curb.
Yeah.
You know, for the sanitation to pick up. And last year, I didn't see that. I figured all the other years, well, they just took it with them. Last year, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe they took it with them too. They didn't take it with them. There was nothing to take.
How much did you pay each year?
85.
Well, that's just despicable.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, I would never go up there. So, you know, these people must have figured, well, you know, if they're never ever to go up on this roof, you know, who's ever going to know? So this guy, of course, my handyman, real honest guy, and he also took video of the chimney, and he showed me, he said, there's one loose brick, and he goes, and the cement on the top that holds your, whatever you call it, the the cap.
Yeah.
He said, that's cracked. He said, and while you don't have to attend to it right now, make sure you get it done before the winter time so that water can't get in there. I said, okay. And he gave me a price. I said, Jared, in the fall, will you do it? He says, yeah, not a problem. So he fixed my my wind vane. That is working just great. I smiled from one ear to the other, knowing that I don't have to worry about my gutters anymore. And that's the lesson to be learned for our listeners, in case any of them do not go up on a roof and have people clean their gutters. I would suggest that, you know, you tell them, say, just do me a favor. When you get up there, before you clean the gutters, could you please take a picture of the gutters? Because I just want to see how bad they get each year and whether or not I should consider guards. And you catch them that way.
Now, are you going to contact these people that did this before?
No, they're all different people.
Unbelievable.
2 years ago, the person who did it was the guy who did our lovely walkway.
Yeah.
Don't you remember him?
Yeah.
The one who just left the project in the middle of nowhere, yeah, and we had to get other people to finish it. Thank you. So, and I don't remember who did it last year, and I don't remember who did it 3 years ago, but it was a service, and, you know, they always put their sign outside on the lawn. But that's the lesson to be learned from Pat yesterday. Unfortunately, let's put it this way. Fortunately, I had a very honest handyman who went up there and told me the truth.
Yeah, because when you said clean your gutters, I said to myself, geez, Pat would be the type of guy, if he bought a house, he would at the same time just put on all these gutter guard systems. There's a bunch of them out there. They all work. So that's just, that shows you how crummy of a person it is. If they're willing to do that over $85, basically
right,
steal $85.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I meant to even put those guards up at the one up at the cabin. Maybe this summer I'll do that too, because, they usually get all full with leaves and everything like that. So that is a very low roof. So that I could do myself.
All right. Now, I want you to know, you were talking about seeing the movie. The movie you wanted to watch was with Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Yes.
Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, it got 2 out of 5.
Are you kidding me?
Did you see it yet?
I saw it.
And you liked it?
I gave it 5 out of 5.
All right, here's their basic rule. Surely in 2021, we're past using graphic violence to make a point about female bodies, particularly when your film is allegedly about how the natural world spares no one. 2 out of 5.
No, I disagree with them.
What can you do?
I disagree with them. I say that the deciding factor will be the Marshall Miles rating.
Yeah. I think, you know, you can't take movies and put them all together. You have to really, if you go see a movie, why did you like it? If you liked it just because it had a lot of you know, just be honest about it. Say what you like about it.
Yep, I just thought it was a lot of action. I thought it was done well. It held my attention from start to finish. So see what you think, Marshall. If you get a chance this weekend, watch it. See what
I want. Well, the great thing in it is it is an action flick. So I'll like it simply because it's an action flick and if I take one thing I like out of a movie, I'm not going to give it a bad review.
Right.
Because I've enjoyed something out of it. It hasn't been a total waste of time. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. And I'm a pretty good critic as far as movies. This one is just, it was good. I liked it. I really did like it. I thought the actors, the actresses, I thought everybody in the movie was good. I liked the storyline, which most of the time I don't. I just thought it was a very, very good movie, and I gave it a 5 out of 5. So I don't agree with Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, now
isn't that a summary of many people?
Yeah, coming soon already, because people have seen it in advance. A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah,
that's got a 90% favorability rating.
Wow, well, that's got to be one of the reasons why you said
it's
not going to be shown on Paramount until 45 days after it opens at the box office.
And by the way, Godzilla versus Kong, 91% approval.
Wow. Well, you know, I think Quiet Place Part 2, I think I may just take myself to the movies like during the week and see it during the week when really there'll be a lot less people around.
Yeah.
So I think I just may do that because I don't want to wait 45 days.
Well, you see, I always waited for the Godzilla movies, but I was lucky this last time because Godzilla versus Kong came out at the same time.
Yeah, you are lucky.
So I got to see it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So now you really have to see A Quiet Place too, because so many people on Rotten Tomatoes liked it.
How did they get to see?
Obviously, in advance. You know, they they're in a better club than you are.
I think so.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and I'm not going to go check my gutters.
No, don't do that. But, watch that movie if you get a chance.
All right. And by the way, I don't have gutters, simply for the reason I don't want to check gutters.
Okay. Gotcha.
Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast, the gutter report, and we threw in a few movie reviews for you at the same time.